I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
As we mentioned, there have been two men arrested. They've appeared in court. They were denied bail. They may apply for bail again tomorrow, which I certainly hope doesn't happen. Young men in their early 20s have been arrested at Fairfield. The belief is that they had a machete, a hunting knife, they had a homemade Islamic State flag, and they had made a video saying that yesterday, this is all alleged, this is for the courts to sort out, but they had made a video saying that they were going to have a terrorism attack in the name of the Islamic State right here in Sydney. We don't know what the location is. Police have talked a little bit today, but we as yet haven't got the full story. Something here I think is important. The AFP and New South Wales Police say that these guys were not on their radar. Now, at first, you can think, oh, hell, really? We weren't watching these guys. But here's something, here's the positive side to it. The fact that they weren't on the radar probably means that somebody close to them or near them or knew them dobbed them in. And that's a good indication. That'll make you feel good. International Director of Global Terrorism Research Centre at Monash, Dr. Greg Barton, is on the line. Dr. Barton, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin.
What do you think that says, that they weren't on the radar?
Well, it says we're dealing with a couple of would-be lone wolf attackers who are described often as being self-radicalized. Now, that's not strictly literally true. There's always some friends involved. There may not be a very large social network. We should be counting our blessings that there are members of the community who knew them and were concerned enough to speak up and contact police. And we were probably only hours away from an attempted attack. So that's the positive side of this story. And it's a reminder of the one thing we can do for radicalised young men who are not on our radar, right, to defend ourselves is towards the community groups so that when they see something, they speak up, because they'll be the only ones who know.
Yeah. Greg, what do you think of the police making a point of saying that they weren't being watched by that they weren't on the radar, you know, and making a point of that? I would have thought they would have kept that to themselves.
Well, I think the reason they made it is that they want us to understand the nature of the threat we're facing. That there are some people, and, you know, in hindsight, Nan Haran Monis, the Lint Cafe gunman, had a long history of extremism, and we probably should have been paying attention to him, but we thought he was just a loner. We didn't see him to be as dangerous as he proved to be. But there is this new danger of people who have no background, who are sometimes radicalized quite quickly, sometimes largely through friendships made and material consumed online. And that's the reality we live with, combined with another new reality that people are prepared to give their lives in virtually a suicide attack. The fact these guys filmed a video before they were preparing to go out suggests they maybe didn't expect to come back. That's a very...
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, I guess, too, this is clearly not that beheading intelligence that we'd heard where someone was going to be beheaded in Martin Place, as previously reported. Is this is there a concern this could be some kind of copycat?
Well, in fact, that's the strategy of Islamic State. They want to inspire people. Their direct instructions through their media has been, don't get advice, don't consult, don't ask around, otherwise you'll be caught out. Just go ahead and do something. Use what you have at hand, you know, just your garden, kitchen implements, and strike who you can when you can. So they are really trying to inspire people to go and do something. Al-Qaeda started this off a few years ago. We had the Woolwich attacks back in 2013, the Boston Marathon bombing.
Yep.
But Islamic State picked this up in a big way. And I think police are wanting us to understand this, and they're reinforcing this message. If you see something, no matter how small, speak up, because it might make a difference. In this case, it made a big difference.
I think that's an excellent message to put out, Greg, that if you see it and you're worried about it, and to the people that may know people like this, is to pick up the phone, make the call, make sure you talk to the authorities about it.
Yeah, no one wants to be a dobber, but it's much better to dob in a loved one than see them killed. Think about the dude woman Haider in Melbourne last September. I'm sure his family just wished they'd been able to somehow speak up if they don't even know him, but they didn't know it. But sometimes we do see something strange happening, and that's one of the reasons for the police messaging, that nowadays when people act strangely, we can't assume it's just something they're working through. It could actually lead to something quite tragic unless we speak up.
Greg, thank you very much for talking to me. Dr. Greg Barton, International Director of Global Terrorism Research Centre at Monash. He was overseas. I'm sorry if the line was a little crackly, but he's in Asia right now, and I thank him very much for always making sense of these things. When you listen to that, and I think we're going about our day. You know, we've had our lunch and we're enjoying a little bit of sunshine. We had a bit of rain today; it's a little humid. But while we're going about it that day, when you look at this case, and I know it's for the courts to sort out, but what might have been, what may have happened, again, well done to the people that dobbed these guys in, and well done to the police for what they did.